In the last couple of years, Mexico's been in the news a lot for mostly negative reasons. There's been a lot of drug-related violence in the country, and the U.S. media has tended to depict Mexico as a failing narco state. Recently, though, the press has turned 180 degrees, and Mexico's been lauded as a high-growth emerging country. The economy has been growing faster than many other Latin American countries, and investors are taking note. In my opinion, however, neither depiction of Mexico is completely accurate, and the reality lies somewhere in the middle. In this overview of the Mexican economy, I'll discuss some very real achievements and strides that the country has made in the last decade. There are indeed many reasons to laud policymakers and celebrate how far Mexico has come. In the second part of the overview, I'll talk some about the challenges that remain and the initial reforms of the new government in 2013. Let's begin with Mexico's achievements. There are many possible options, but I'm going to focus mostly on five: the opening of the economy, the promotion of a more business-friendly environment, innovative social programs, improved macro policies, and a transition to democracy. Mexico has a total of 12 free trade agreements involving 44 countries. These include agreements with most countries in the Western Hemisphere, including the U.S. and Canada under the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, Chile, Colombia, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Peru, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. In addition, Mexico has negotiated free trade agreements outside of the Western Hemisphere and entered into ones with Israel, Japan, and the European Union. This figure charts economic openness in Mexico, defined as the sum of imports and exports over GDP times 100. As you can see, this figure has increased from less than 20% before 1990 to over 60% today. For comparison, this figure in 2010 was 32% in Brazil, 29% for the US, 76% for China, and 80% for Chile. Mexico has also become markedly more business-friendly. According to the World Bank's Ease of Doing Business Index in 2013, Mexico ranked 48 out of 185 countries. Singapore and Hong Kong were number 1 and 2, and for comparison's sake, you can see that Mexico is very close to Colombia, a little bit worse than Chile, but quite a bit better than Uruguay, China, Russia, Brazil, and India, and Venezuela is near the bottom. In 1997, Mexico introduced a pioneering conditional cash transfer program called Progresa. In 2002, it was expanded and renamed Oportunidades, or Opportunities. Its main provisions were for cash payments for school attendance and visits to a health clinic. The payments were made to the mothers, not the fathers. The program has reduced school dropouts, malnutrition, and gender inequality, and has become a model for similar programs in Brazil, Chile, Peru, Honduras, and some countries in sub-Saharan Africa. At the macroeconomic level, a signature achievement has been lowering and stabilizing the inflation rate. Note that the inflation surges after the presidential elections in 1976, 82, 88, and 94, and how they disappeared for the 2000, 2006, and 2012 elections. Mexico had one-party rule by the PRI, or the Partido Revolucionario Institucional, for 71 years, from 1929 to 2000. President Ernesto Zedillo, who was in power from 94 to 2000, was instrumental in Mexico becoming a real democracy. He instituted a primary system for the PRI to choose its candidate. He created an independent electoral board to oversee the race and count the votes. And perhaps most importantly, he accepted the party losing. Vicente Fox, who was in power from 2001 to 2006, was the first non-PRI president since before the Great Depression. This is a graph of democratic accountability, which is a measure of how responsive government is to the public. Generally speaking, it takes into account whether a country has had free and fair elections, more than one political party and a true opposition, checks and balances between the branches of government, an independent judiciary, and protection of civil liberties. 6 is the highest possible score. You can see that before 2000, Mexico was quite a bit lower than 6. But after President Fox came to office, Mexico has gotten a 6 every year since. We're going to cover these topics in much greater detail in later videos, but you can also look at Ángeles Villarreal's 2012 Mexico's Free Trade Agreements Congressional Research Service report. The World Bank puts its Doing Business rankings online for free. The data on inflation came from the Federal Reserve Economic Data, which is also online for free from the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. There's also great data on GDP and other macroeconomic variables in the Penn World Tables version 7.1, which is available for free on the internet. And the information on democratic accountability comes from the International Country Risk Guide, which has information online about the data set, but it is not available without a subscription.